You want your voice recorded?
It's just, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs? Is your religious community still gathering currently? And how it's affected your participation in religious community? And the last one, is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic?
That's a good answer.
Maybe I just started going to church when all of this
happened. Well, get over here, because you got to get over here so she can record it. Well, I'll start. Come here.
Okay. So, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
Well, my belief is because now we have so many people that are gathering together. They're praying because of this pandemic that's going around. And we know that at first it can probably take anybody's life, and no matter what the age group is. And we just had a cousin of mine that we prayed for him every day, and he survived after over a month and 2 weeks of being in the hospital with the ventilators and all that, and he survived. Thank the Lord for that. So it affected it grew more my belief in religion. Grew more, because there is a reason to pray now, because my prayers are being answered.
The same thing. I think that the prayer warriors, we came up with praying at 7 o'clock every day. We asked for people to pray for his cousin because he was on a ventilator. He was sedated. He almost didn't make it. And we just kept praying, asking for people to pray, and he's made it. He went home yesterday. So we thank God for that there is such a thing as praying, and that it does have a purpose, that if you have faith, it brings people together. We all came together to pray for him, and it did serve a wonderful purpose. He's here, and he's whole, and thank God for that.
Is your religious community still gathering currently, and has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
The answer to that, everybody knows, is a social distance. Yeah. I mean, we can't even, you don't need a big structure to gather about to pray to the Lord and everything, but it was fun going to church and talking to other people, we're distancing each other because of this virus, but at the same time, as long as, like my wife said, there at night, every night at 7 o'clock, we had a prayer section through phones or through ourselves. We just had our own little prayer session. And it made us more caring and probably more frightful. We're scared. We're scared of this virus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely did affect my belief in our religion, because now I think we need to pray harder now.
Yeah.
Well, the question was, are we still doing something? What's the question?
Is your religious community still gathering? And how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Well, they're still gathering. I think they have a televised, I think it's on Facebook, where they gather together in the parking lot.
Yeah.
But we haven't gone. We haven't really participated. I know my daughter in Las Vegas is watching it, but we haven't done it. I know the last few times that we went, when they started talking about the COVID virus, it was kind of scary, because the church was full of people, and then you have to hold hands, and it was kind of scary. Get your hand sanitizer out, and it's just not a Christian way to be, but it's kind of scary. So we quit going, like you said, for the social distancing, because wherever two or more people gather in his name, there's God anyway. He doesn't belong necessarily in a building. So our faith is still there. Church participation kind of went out the door for us for a while anyway.
Understandable. Okay. And is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service to help alleviate the issues caused by the pandemic?
That I don't know.
That is hard, because you have to go there, or you have to read any kind of church bulletins. But since everybody is distancing themselves, I again, it's just prayers through phones, through Skype, or whatever, but, or there, I know the Catholic Church, you know, people were standing and sitting in their cars. And
in the parking lot, was that for Easter?
For every service.
And then I think there's the church that's in charge of the lighthouse, that like article that's over there. Mm-hmm. They do like food donations where you drive and they have like boxes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if our church does that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they feed the homeless through St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah, but I don't know.
They have a banquet room in the back of the church. And they serve, and they always take donations of any kind of canned foods, non-perishable foods, and then they prepare food for homeless, and now almost prepare food for anybody.
Yeah.
There's a scary, the shortage of food right now.
In scary times, yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for answering my questions. Appreciate it.
You're